Mary Heberly. Rosalie Martinez.
Here.
Ken Ponslow.
Here.
Joyce Smock.
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you. And I'm going to not have the Pledge of Allegiance. There's only just a couple of us sitting here. You guys may not have a flag, so I'm going to pass on that. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda as written?
So moved.
Moved by Bob.
I second it.
Rosalie seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Carries. We have no public here, so there will not be any public comment. Items for information action. What we're here for is to award the design build contract to DFS expansion. Eric Gooding will be talking about that from our director of sources of facility. There was some confusion. This is just selecting our design build team. It's not actually all the plans and everything yet. Those will be coming at a later time to the board. So.
And what's the site of the building?
What's the site?
Where is it going?
It's going to be on the back of the DSS building.
That's the main office building?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so this is for the DSS expansion project to increase the garage space for the outreach vehicles. And then still trying to decide how to repurpose some of that space that'll be freed up once we move those vehicles out. We received 7 proposals from firms that were all qualified to do the work. We narrowed it down to 3 firms. That was DF Constructors, Bryan Construction, and TCC Corp. All 3 were very qualified and had previous experience with something similar. Interviewed those firms, and based upon those interviews, we selected BS Constructors to be the design build firm to complete that project. And the reasons why were the size of the firm for the scope of the project was a match. They successfully completed previous projects as the design build team. They have previous experience working with libraries. The project team has appropriate experience, including metal buildings, and is very well suited for the project. The design firm, Halcyon, I think that's how you say it, was also the design firm that did the Nantes Library, and everybody's been pretty pleased with that.
Yes, yes.
And that was that next bullet, that comment about principal of design firm will be directly involved in designing the project. And that's an important aspect of it because it won't be handed off to a staff member, which is always nice. And, of course, the project at this point in time can be completed on time and within budget. So we are recommending BS Constructors be chosen as the design build firm for the DSS expansion project.
Just for the board's information, we kind of moved this ahead. The cost of steel buildings is going up daily now with the steel tariffs and with just construction going on with as busy as everything was. So by moving it ahead a little bit, instead of waiting till the end of the month, we're actually probably going to have some savings in that. Could you give us the amount for the contract?
Yes.
$635,000.
I think this is just for.
Yeah, the budget for the entire project was $850,000. The construction project will be $635,000 out of that, and it looks like. The services by DS Constructors would be $122,626, and then that remainder of that would be for supplies, materials, and labor.
Construction beginning when?
Let me look that up real quick.
I think we have Weber.
Excuse me, Eric. Eric, this is Dan with Wimber, if I may. The construction start has not been determined yet in this contract. This is just to get the design going on the project. So this is a design build contract, just to be clear. It's not just a construction contract. So part of this $630,000 is also design services on the project. As soon as we have our first couple of meetings, we will determine when we start construction. But I can tell you that construction will take about 3.5 months, and their plan is to be done in January.
Okay, thank you.
Also, would you let the record show that Mary Haberly came? She just walked in, so Mary's here as well. Okay, does the board have any other questions? Mary, we'll catch you up. George?
No more.
All right, Rosalie?
No, I think it's a go.
Joyce?
I think I'm okay. 3.5 months, and it will be ready to go in 3.5 months?
That's what it's projected to do.
Okay.
It's a metal building, so that kind of helps. It'll match the building here come close.
Right, but there will be some finish work and stuff for the inside, won't there? Or is it just entirely like some type of a garage with a insulation?
It'll be tied into the building, so that way the staff don't need to be out in the elements with the materials, transporting those from the main building out to where the vehicles are going to be stored. We also plan on doing some finish work inside the building. Some of that's yet to be determined, but we'll need to do that to repurpose some of the space. For example, the current garage space, we wouldn't need garage doors, so we're thinking we can put in windows and then use that as storage and also some workspace for IT and other things we haven't identified yet. So I think we'll get a lot of that nailed down, though, during the design phase.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Joyce.
I just going to say that sounds like a good plan. I was just wondering about the finish work and all of that, if all of that's going to be completed in 3.5 months.
That's our plan. And in addition, we're going to try to keep operations happening out the back, too. So that'll be something that the construction firm will have to, negotiate with us a little bit on what services we can keep running and what we might need to shift to a different location.
Uh-huh. Okay, got it.
And this will be coming back to the board as it progresses, as we get designs and that sort of thing. It comes back to the board for approval.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, get it?
I'm good. If nobody has anything else to say, I'd like to move that we approve the award for the design build contract as recommended by staff.
Second the motion, George Conger.
Thank you, George.
All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
We'll do a roll call real quick.
Dr. George Conger?
Yes.
Bob Grant?
Yes.
Rosalie Martinez?
Yes.
Ken Ponslow?
Yes.
Mary Heberly? Yes. And Joyce Smock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Do we have any other board comments? Any board members want to say anything?
This worked out really well.
did you think so?
Yes. Yes.
George, what do you think? Did this work out pretty well for you calling in?
Oh, yeah. Whoever got the technology going, it works.
And you're coming across loud and clear, George.
Yeah. Amen. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, with nothing more to do, then I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'd make that motion.
I so move.
Motion by
I second
Mary,
it.
Second by Rosalie. Any further discussion? We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
DM Spystro with Wimber
has left the conference.
Dr. George Conger
has left the conference.
Matthew Hort
has left the conference.
Alina Rosenfeld
has left the conference.
Rosalie Martinez
has left the conference.